Seventh Perek of Kilayim Mishnah Vav. Let's continue the concept of Kilayim that happens not by the owner of the field itself. So here we have an Anash Shazarta Kevin. Here a person who was a Ganav came in and he took control of the field and he planted wheat in the vineyard. The Yotzim Ulfanav. And now he left. He was thrown out. So the previous case was that the neighbor draped his vine over my grain. In that case, we say that I'm not responsible because he is responsible. But if we put this guy in jail, he's not here anymore, so we can't put the responsibility on anybody. He disappeared. So now, from now on, the responsibility comes on the one who owns the field itself. So it doesn't come usher immediately, but he has to cut it immediately. He shouldn't let, from the time that he gets back to his land and he's aware of the fact there is kelayim there, he has to cut it even on Chol HaMoed. At kamu noisim lepoyle matshlish. He has to even give up to a third more than the regular wages in order to get people to get rid of this kelayim that was planted there. Otherwise, he's responsible for the fact that the kelayim remained, and he has to. And if he leaves it that way, and it's going to grow 1/200th more, then everything becomes awesome. Yotzim mekan koyt gedak v'holach afil achamoyd. If it's too expensive, more than a third more than the going rate, to have it cut on Chol HaMoed, then he could just cut by himself and finish it off after Chol HaMoed. Meimote nikra anus. When do we say that the keren is considered belonging to the one who stole it? Misha yishka. When people forget about who the original owner was. So in other words, if the Jewish person stole this keren, so initially, even if he plants kelayim, he won't ask for the grapevines because the grapevines don't belong to him. But once the original owner gave a pope on it, and it's now considered, everybody treats this as the property of his ganav, then he will alter even the vines.